is on the city manager's cell phone, just so you
Yeah.
know.
All
We're
right, I'll just
live.
leave my cell phone here. I'll talk on my cell phone if you need me then. Is that better?
It
I
is.
think. All right.
It is, and now we're going to start the meeting. So we will. You may want to mute things if that's easier for you. Otherwise, you're going to have feedback as the meeting starts. To everyone, we apologize. We're trying to get some technical difficulties taken care of. I'd like to call the Monday, June 9th, 2025 meeting of the University City Council to order at 6:31 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Thiemann.
Present.
Councilmember Brenner.
Present.
Councilmember Fuller.
Present.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. To those of you who are watching or listening online, Councilmember Fuller is joining us by Zoom, just so you know the background of the situation. Before you, you have the agenda for tonight's meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Thiemann, seconded by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. You have before the May 27th, 2025 regular session minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Dr. Brenner. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'd like to nominate for the Senior Commission, Ivy Jackson Davis.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I would like to nominate for reappointment, Edward Nichols, to the Historic Preservation Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. In the name of Mr. Fuller, Councilmember Thiemann.
Yes, I would like to nominate Gary Burr to the Senior Committee.
Thank you.
I would like to nominate Gary Burr for the Senior Commission on behalf of Dr. Fuller.
And I'm assuming Mr. Fuller would like to second that, so we'll give him the second on that one. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Paul Brady was sworn into the Traffic Commission on June 3rd in the City Clerk's office. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak at this time?
There are none.
Thank you. For those of you who are in the audience, if you do have a request to speak, there are sign-up sheets over by the police officer, and you can pick those sheets up and please put whatever matter you'd like to speak on, both whether it be agenda item or a non-agenda item, and then we will call you to the microphone at the appropriate time. Are there any council comments at this time? Hearing none, we will move forward with the public hearing. I would like to open the public hearing on the fiscal year 2025-2026 proposed budget at 6:34 p.m. Madam Clerk, did we receive any written comments today prior to noon?
There were none.
Are there any requests to speak at the public hearing?
There are none.
Therefore, I will close the public hearing on the proposed budget at 6:34 p.m. You have before you on the consent agenda, CBDG 2023 Street Improvement Recommendation of Contract Award. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilmember Brenner. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rosa, I believe, is there no city manager update?
That is correct, Mayor.
Thank you very much. We'll now move to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading of Bill number 9571?
Bill 9571, an ordinance repealing sections 120.140, 120.750, 120.760, 120.770, 120.780, 120.790, 120.800, 12.810 and 12.820 of the University City Municipal Code relating to the Commission for Access and Local Orientation Programming, CALOP, and terminating CALOP.
Thank you. We need the third reading, and then you can curse the city attorney anytime you'd like for making you do all of those numbers. May we have the third reading?
Bill 9571, an ordinance repealing sections 120.140, 120.750, 120.760, 120.770, 120.780, 120.790, 120.800, 120.810, and 120.820 of the University City Municipal Code relating to the Commission for Access and Local Orientation Programming, CALOP, and terminating CALOP.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Councilmember Thiemann, seconded by Councilmember Smotherson. Is there discussion? Councilmember Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. To the city manager, has there been any more conversation about the disposition of the remaining funds in the CALOP account?
Mayor, Councilmember Clay, during the study session on CALOP, it was a direction to put together a process for that disposition that would give the public an opportunity to provide input into that. My intention is to move forward with a process after the budget process has been concluded.
Any other questions? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on Bill number 9571?
Councilmember Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilmember Brenner.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The bill has passed. We'll now move forward to new business. We have no resolutions. We'll have bill number 9572. Who would like to introduce? Councilmember Clay. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading of bill number 9572?
Bill 9572, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 1st, 2025, and repealing ordinance number 7376.
Thank you very much. We'll now move on to council reports and business. Are there any members of council who have reports to make this evening? You're giving me a... Any? Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I did want to report, and I believe this is on the city calendar, that the Starlight Concert Series begins next Monday. So I just wanted to make sure that we all were aware of that series starting. And then I'll make another report after this. But that's it. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other reports from members of council? If there are no other reports from members of council, do we have any citizen participation requests at this time, Madam Clerk?
No, there are none.
We'll now move forward to council comments. Council comments. Councilmember Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I did want to report that I attended the MoDOT meeting that Brian Williams sponsored at Clayco. And it was a very informative meeting in that we were able to get an update on the activity that's actually happening on Olive Boulevard. And so one of the most important things, I spoke to the engineer today, his name is Ryan, and Mr. Rose, Lisa and I would love to get together with you and talk to Ryan. I'll talk to you about what we are wanting to see happen on Olive. And Ryan is very aware of that. And I'll have his last name for you. I just didn't write it down. But we're actually talking about walkways for Olive along Heman Park, meaning pedestrian walkways, because the stretch of Olive is so long that that he's actually looking at pedestrian walkways in front of Heman Park and Snooks. So I just wanted to kind of give you an update on something that we wanted to talk about. And then also one of the major things that he mentioned from that meeting is that he has been watching through his camera the activities of cars coming off 170 and then making illegal left turns into Costco. So, and he's been watching that. But his other real concern is that when Snooks is built, the same thing is going to happen the opposite direction.
Dearburgs.
So that they would be making illegal left turns into, I mean, Dearburgs. I'm sorry, Snooks. I said Snooks. I'm sorry. Dearburgs. That he's concerned that they will be making illegal left turns into Dearburgs from Olive coming the other direction, coming west. So he's actually considering, and then Mr. Oz, you'll get this report. He's considering putting in a concrete medium. So I'm not sure how set in stone that is. But again, one of the things he's considering is a concrete medium so that traffic can't make those left turns in either direction. So I'll leave it at that. And that's my report from that MoDOT meeting with Brian Williams. Thank you.
Any other council comments from any of my colleagues this evening? I just have a couple. I'll be very brief. First, I think a number of members of council were able to join a couple of weeks ago at the St. Louis, Missouri Municipal League meeting, where our former mayor, Joe Adams, was given the Lifetime Service Award from that league. So we'd like to congratulate former Mayor Joe Adams on that. I also hope that all of you who are watching have had a chance to see all of the new murals that are up in the Loop. That's quite an addition to the Loop. And I think the mural festival itself on its own was quite a success. I also would like to thank the city manager and staff for lighting up City Hall in celebration of June as Pride Month. As members of the LGBT community, you appreciate that very much. And I think it continues to show our commitment to diversity in our community. And finally, I'm going to paraphrase some of the city manager's comments that he made yesterday at the Mannequins in the Loop. I hope that all of you got a chance to see the mannequins that were throughout, probably more mannequins than we've ever had before. I think there were 26, and they continue to move west. I believe next year the goal will be to cross 170 out by Del Mar at the apartment complexes and continue to grow. The business support from our community was incredible this year. As always, two more scholarships were given, which they've done over several years. But some of the comments that the city manager made really struck home with me, in that in these challenging times, it is very important for us to always support and appreciate the art that we have in our community. And art in itself is something that we appreciate, yet it also sends messages. It is a message that we all need to look at, pay attention to. It may challenge us at times, it may support us at times, but the fact that we have art in our community and we have it on a regular basis is something that, like our treescape, makes us a wonderful place to live. So with that being said, unless there is anything else coming before the body, I would welcome a motion that we adjourn. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Councilmember Team and seconded by Councilmember Clay. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much.